Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more feeler Steve. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead, but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick. When I heard all that time that they gave to Talib, he got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better. You gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive. Overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call him now, he'll pick up the phone. And it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they post to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. That's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from. But I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no games. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep. Cause I'm scared they'll get me, ain't scared to admit it. Some shit I can't mention, it's people who can. Well, here's the chance, I won't take the stand. But I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood, no. I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Hey, Black Power, Black Power. This is your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio, the sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, y'all, we have a good topic for you tonight. And we might as well start right here, like the song says. Let's start right here. We're gonna be playing a video tonight from my brother Kendrick Wilson that I got off his page. And this brother has blown the whistle that there's some deeper corruption going on in the Kentucky area with the case of Breonna Taylor. For those who don't know about Breonna Taylor, you should. But she was a sister who was at home and shot and killed by the police, broke in with a no-knock warrant. And but this seemed to go a little deeper after I was watching some videos of the brother. You know, a lot of people are, I guess, calling them crazy, this and that, and so you have to use your own judgment. So I was watching one video, but what something caught my attention is he said the case is deeper than that because, you know, one of the organizations that we also have affiliation with is the Black Missing Children and Family Task Force. And you say, how that ties in with Breonna Taylor? Well, I was watching one of his videos. He said a lot of the corruptions are so deep because up under Breonna Taylor's building is dead children. I said, God damn, hold up. So that caught my attention. And so, you know, we're going to be looking further into this because if that's true, you know, that's one of our pet peeves, you know, our missing children. We don't want to be, that's deep. That's some deep science that ain't been proven, but that's according to him. And he said people told him. I don't know. You know, we're going to get into it. This ain't going to be the last of it. That's when we'll try to get him on live. But I'm going to let y'all just play. I'm going to play a clip from him and let y'all hear him state some questions that need to be asked or that wasn't asked in this case, and then we'll be back to talk about it. Yeah, so let's
I see a few people on there putting their eyes up. That means you watched the Breonna Taylor documentary. Now get ready to take notes. Get ready to take notes. It's about to go down, y'all. It's about to go down. I appreciate everybody sharing this. It's about to go down. It's 232 people on here. I need all of y'all to push the share button. The world needs to know what I'm about to do right now. Share this. Everybody share this, okay? Share this. Mainstream media won't give nobody the truth. I'm going to give it to y'all right now. I've been begging Sam Aguilar for the last almost 2 weeks to tell y'all the truth. He wouldn't tell y'all the truth. I'm about to give it to y'all right now, okay? Well, I'm going to break some things down for y'all right now, okay? Okay, now check this out, folks. So I see a lot of eyes on her. So that means you've watched the Breonna Taylor documentary. It means you watched it. All right. Y'all got your pencil? Y'all got your paper? Your cell phone notes ready? Let's go. We're starting right now. So check this out, folks. Question number one. I want you to write this question down, and I want you to try to get the answer to it, okay? Question number one. Did Kenneth Walker go back and check on Breonna Taylor's body after she got shot? That's question number one. Write that question down, folks. I promise you, once you write all these questions down and I end my live and you go back and watch the documentary, then you're going to see where I've already solved this whole case. Question number one. Did Kenneth Walker go back and check on Breonna Taylor's body after she got shot? That's question number one. I'm going to go through this kind of fast, okay? Question number two. Who was the first cop in the apartment after the shooting? Meaning, who was the first police officer in the apartment after Kenneth Walker was arrested and detained? Who was the first cop that was in the apartment after Kenneth Walker was arrested and detained? That's question number two. Question number three. Kenneth says they busted the door down and let off shots, and he stayed right there and yelled for help, and nobody came. That's question number three. He says that they busted the door down, let off shots, and stayed right there, and he yelled for help, and nobody came. If he told a lie, which that is a lie, according to the police department, if he told a lie, then why was his charges dropped? That's question number three. That's question number three. So question number three has a question. Question number three is basically questions. So check this out. Kenneth says they busted the door and let off. They busted in the door and let off shots. And he stayed right there and yelled for help, and nobody came. If he told a lie, then why was his charges dropped? That's question number three. Write all these questions down, folks, and then afterwards, go watch the Breonna Taylor documentary that was shot and done by New York Times. I was actually in the documentary, but they cut me out of it because I was telling too much truth, and my story did not align with what they was trying to feed the people. So they cut me out of it. Question number four. What made Kenneth Walker run and hide in the guest bedroom? I don't think people realize and understand that Kenneth Walker was in the guest bedroom. That's where he ran at. That's where he made the phone call to the police. He was in the guest bedroom in the closet. That's where he made the phone call at to the police, okay? What made Kenneth Walker run in the guest bedroom? That's question number four. Write these down, folks. Number five, question number five. What made him leave Brianna's body? Brianna was shot from up close, so how is it possible that Kenneth Walker did not see it? She was shot from up close. Y'all might not know this, but all the people who matter knows this. She was shot from up close, point blank range. She was shot. Gunpowder residue was found on her body. You do not find gunpowder residue on a body that was shot from a distance. She was shot from up close, and I can prove it. I seen her body. I seen the gunshot wound. She was shot from up close. I'm telling y'all right now. All right. Question number six. What all did David James know about the evidence that Sam Aguilar had that proved that she was murdered? David James is in the documentary saying that he got all his information mainly from the news and the attorneys. So the question is, what all did David James know? What all did Sam Aguilar share with David James that proved that Breonna Taylor was murdered? And David James is our Louisville Metro Council, okay? So whatever information he got is super important because he has the ability to expose some truth, okay? And he has the ability to cover up a lie. So that was question number six. Question number seven. How many cases? This is a big question right here, folks. And I need y'all to pay attention to this and do some research on this, okay? How many cases does Judge Mary Shaw, Judge Judith McDonald Berkman, Judge Suzanne Schultz Gibson, how many cases does those judges have with those cops who was involved with the murdering of Breonna Taylor? Meaning, folks, Judge Mary Shaw is the one who issued the bench warrant or the search warrant for Breonna Taylor's apartment. How much business has she done with those cops who took place at Breonna's apartment? And not only how much business has she done and how many warrants and stuff has she approved, but also how many has Judge Judith McDonald Berkman done? How much business has she done with Brett Hankison and those cops? And how much business has Suzanne Schultz Gibson done with these cops? These are big time questions, folks, okay? Write these questions down. That was question number seven, okay? Question number eight. Why was it so silent when Kenneth Walker made that phone call? Why was it so silent? And why did it sound like somebody either had a gun to his head or something up his ass? I'm not being funny. I'm dead serious. It sounded like somebody either had a gun to his head and telling him what to say, or they had something up his ass and telling him what to say. Question number nine. Who was the female cop? And why isn't her name being mentioned at all? Y'all need to know there was a female cop that was involved with this whole search warrant process. And on top of that, she's the one who had Kenneth Walker and was talking crazy to Kenneth Walker and basically threatening him. But her name is not being mentioned at all. Who was that female cop? Question number 10. Who was the arresting officer when it came to Kenneth Walker? And how do you determine who the arresting officer is? This question is super important. Who was the arresting officer, and how do you determine who the arresting officer is when it comes to arresting Kenneth Walker? Because y'all don't know what my eyes seen. I seen Detective Cole Gibson, who was not originally even at the scene, is the one who had Kenneth Walker in handcuffs and was making Kenneth Walker once again make noises like something was up his ass and making him pretty much whine like a little baby, little girl, I should say. Who was the original arresting officer, which was a female, and how did Kenneth Walker get in Detective Cole Gibson's possession, which Cole Gibson was not even originally a part of the situation that took place there? He pulled up late. I'm about to off with their heads, I promise. Check this out. Question number 11 was, how did Kenneth Walker end up in Cole Gibson's possession? Question number 12, how could Manley go into the apartment? How could he go into the apartment? How could Detective Manley, who was the first person who went in the apartment and allegedly got shot, how could he go into the apartment and clear his left and clear his right without Kenneth Walker seeing him and either shooting him and keep shooting at him or dropping his gun? Y'all got to pay attention to the documentary and listen to what this man Manley says. He said he went in the apartment. He looked to the left. He cleared his left. He looked to the right, and he cleared his right, meaning he looked to the left, made sure nothing was there. He looked to the right, made sure nothing was there. The whole time while he's doing that, Kenneth Walker is sitting right there in the hallway doing nothing and then decides to shoot. After he sees him, clear the left and the right, he said, okay, you got it clear left and right. Okay, now let me shoot you. That was question number 12. Check this out. Question number 13. Why didn't Sam Aguilar, who was my attorney and also my friend and also the guy who brought me in to work the Breonna Taylor case? This is a good question, folks. Why didn't Sam Aguilar mention or tell my story while he was in the Breonna Taylor New York Times documentary? Sam Aguilar listed and went over a lot of people that Brett Hankison allegedly had messed over but had no proof or evidence, because Brett never got in trouble for doing anything to those people. But he's my lawyer, and we had all the video proof and evidence, and we had words coming out Brett Hankison's mouth where he admitted that he planted drugs on me. But Sam Aguilar elected not to say anything about that when he had a national audience watching. On top of that, I am his client. He did not say nothing in the New York Times documentary about what Brett Hankison did to me. Telling y'all, man. Check this out. Number 14. Question number 14. Why did Emily Terry, which is the white girl, Emily Terry, get to tell her story in the New York Times Breonna Taylor documentary when the only proof that she had was text messages to a friend? That's the only proof that she had that Brett Hankison had did something to her. She had no proof. All she had was text messages to a friend, which described what happened to her when she was in the car with Brett Hankison. And the New York Times allowed her to tell her story, and the only proof she had was text messages. They let that white girl, Emily Terry, tell her story about Brett Hankison when the only proof she had was text messages. But they did not let me, they interviewed me, and I told my story, and I gave them all my proof, but they did not air any of it in the documentary. And I had more proof in my case than any case that's involving Brett Hankison. Any case. Nobody has the proof that I have on him. But yet, they did not air none of that. That was question number 14. Question number 15. Why hasn't, this question is huge right here. This question right here is huge. Why hasn't anyone, not one single person to this day, to this minute, to this hour, from the FBI came and interviewed me? Why hasn't not one person from the FBI came and interviewed me, and I have a federal case that is pending right now against Brett Hankison, and they still to this day have not did a thorough investigation nor gave me a court date? And they're using the excuse that it's running on a delay because of COVID-19. And yet not one federal detective has came out and interviewed me and took any type of statements from me. That was question number 15. That is a huge question. Question number 16. Why did they lie in the incident report? They lied and said there was no damages There was no injuries to Breonna Taylor. Not only did they lie in the incident report, but they lied about the search warrant. So they lied before. They lied before they went into that apartment. They was already lying on paper. And they lied afterwards, and they said there was no injuries. Why did they do that? Question number 17. Check this question out. Why did the local guy from Louisville, Kentucky, Aaron Jordan, make the Breonna Taylor documentary? How did Aaron Jordan, who knows nothing about nothing, make the Breonna Taylor documentary? You talk about puppets. You're talking about building up a puppet. You talk about using somebody. They're using that young man. That young man came up to me about 2 weeks ago and pretty much cried. He told me he's sorry, and he told me that he needs my help, and he wants me to help him get out of this stuff that's going on with corruption because he's too deep in. And I simply told him, I can't help you, brother. It's too late. You're too deep in. I got too much dirt on you to try to help you. Why did Aaron Jordan make the Breonna Taylor documentary? And for those of you who don't know who Aaron Jordan is, he's the guy that Until Freedom is single-handedly using and David James is using. And he's the guy who runs that No Justice, No Peace page along with two other people. Those are the people that I have all the evidence in the world to prove that they're completely corrupt. I got the Cash App transactions and all of that stuff. These people are crooked, and they have a political agenda that they've been carrying out for Until Freedom and David James. Yeah. Aaron Jordan. How the hell did he make the Breonna Taylor documentary? Sickening. The dude came up to me 2 weeks ago and poured his heart out. He was crying. And on top of that, he was drunk. I even recorded him. He was drunk. I had my friend recording from a distance. He kept trying to talk to me. He was drunk. And he was, please, can you help me? Can you help me? I said, I can't, brother. You too deep in. And I said, you don't owe me no apology. You don't owe me nothing. But I do owe the world the truth. And I'm going to tell them the truth about you, brother. You are corrupt. Question number 18. Why did they put Charles Booker in the Breonna Taylor documentary? Political puppets, man. All political agenda. Why did they put Charles Booker in the Breonna Taylor documentary? And then one more thing, because when I say political agenda, I'm not blaming Democrats or Republicans. They all share some blame in this. Because what I want y'all to realize is when you go back and watch that Breonna Taylor documentary, and y'all all need to watch it as soon as I end this live and pay attention to these questions. Why did they have Democrat commercials in that documentary and Republican commercials in that documentary? They split the bill 50-50 with that advertisement. You know why? Political agenda, and they're all in on it. Pay attention to the ads that's in this documentary. You'll see Democrat ads and you'll see Republican ads, meaning they was all in on it. This did not come from one party. This is super, super corruption, and both parties took place in this.
Number 19. Y'all know about the three cases that I beat with Brett Hinkinson. But what y'all don't know is there's still a case that Detective Cole Gibson, when they ran in my house with an illegal search warrant, they kicked in my door with an illegal no-knock search warrant. Louisville Metro Police came out here in Shepherdsville, where I live, kicked in my door illegally. Why is that case sealed? They have asked the courts to seal that case. You know why? Because the same officers that took place in what happened with Breonna Taylor was the same officers that took place over at my house. And they do not want y'all to see that this stuff has all the proof. My case has all the proof that they do these things illegally. The exact same cops. They ran into my house illegally. It was illegally. They had no probable cause. They had nothing to get a search warrant. They ran into my house illegally. When they ran into my house, they found nothing. I don't even smoke cigarettes. They didn't even find a Black and Mild wrapper. They did that stuff illegally. And why are they asking, and they will not tell me or give me a copy of the bench warrant to this day, or tell me how they got that bench warrant, or give me a court date to this day, or And Sam Aguilar is participating in this because Sam Aguilar has not been able to produce the papers or the bench warrant or how they came into my house. And on top of that, it's been a year now. It's been exactly 1 year since they ran in my house, and they never gave me a check or any money for destroying my house, and they completely destroyed my house. How is that possible, folks? Question number 20. This is for y'all. Why doesn't Louisville, the people of Louisville, the protesters, do any research? I just gave y'all a list of all the lies that was told right before your eyes in the documentary, and nobody questioned it. Hey, give me some fire emojis if you wrote all my questions down. Fire emojis, please. Because the fire emoji people are the most important people. If you hit me with some fire emojis, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking time out to write these questions down. I really appreciate it. But what I need you to do to all my fire emoji people who wrote these questions down, I need you, as soon as I turn this live off, I need you to go watch the Breonna Taylor documentary. And you will see that those people lied all through the documentary. And they can't even cover their tracks because they can't undo that documentary. Kenneth Walker, I said I wasn't going to say anything else about you, bro. But you got some explaining to do, bro. You already told me that I'm telling the truth. You told me face to face that you don't discredit anything that I'm saying. But the same things that you told me, bro, you owe it to the people, bro. You owe it to the people. If you tell the people the truth, look, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Your lawyer, whoever your lawyer is, no disrespect, he's not as good as me. None of these lawyers are as good as me. Put me on your team, I'll make sure you don't get no jail time. I'll add you in my lawsuit. You'll be a part of my lawsuit. I'll say Kenneth Walker gets immunity. I'll add that into my lawsuit that I got against LMPD. And I got a big one. But what I need for you is to participate in telling the truth, bro, because you're the guy who knows everything that I'm saying is true. And I need you to come out and go on and confirm it to the public. And I personally will make sure you don't get no jail time. On top of that, anybody know Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus? Please tell him to get his peoples to get a hold of me. I know the whole story with that situation, and I'm going to make sure he gets out of jail too. I'm going to make sure he doesn't do no more time. Tell him to make sure his peoples get a hold of me. Whoever his attorney is, they're not as good as me. I got a loophole that's going to get him out of all of this. At the end of the day, folks, do your homework. Go watch that documentary. I hope you folks wrote down my questions. If you did not write down my questions, go back and watch this live. I need all 327 people on this live to share this. If you're really interested in getting Breonna Taylor justice, I'm not asking you to hit my Cash App no more. That's not what I'm asking right now. What I'm asking you is to push the share button. You might not understand what I'm saying, but the next 15 to 20 people that watch this video because you chose to share it, gonna understand exactly what I'm saying. Y'all scream, y'all want justice for Breonna. I'm telling y'all right now, saying that girl's name is a complete failure if we don't deliver justice. Saying her name is embarrassing if we don't deliver justice. We're gonna scream the girl's name all over the country and yet not bring her justice. Listen, folks, it's time for the world to start paying attention to Kendrick Wilson. Because Kendrick Wilson is single-handedly going to make sure that girl get justice. And if that girl don't get justice, then you know what? Our country is going to face fire emojis. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's not a threat. It's a promise. If y'all don't get Breonna justice, the country is going to face fire emojis. Fire emojis, man, if y'all believe every single thing that I'm saying. Fire emojis if y'all about to go back and watch the Breonna Taylor documentary. Fire emojis if you have shared this live. Fire emojis if you really want justice for Breonna. Fire emojis if you believe that it's time to bust the pipes of corruption. Fire emojis if you believe it's time for us to stop living in the perimeters of racism. Fire emojis if you believe that America needs a new black leader that's not fearful of anything and that's willing to stand up and tell the truth and not use big, stupid words that twist y'all and make y'all believe that I'm super smart and super educated, somebody who can just talk to y'all basic like I'm doing. I don't have to hit y'all with all types of crazy words. I can simmer it down. I can bring it down to y'all level, and I can talk to normal people and make normal people understand the basic truth of what happened and what's really going on in this world. Fire emojis, if y'all ready for me to take the lead, take the torch from people like Grandmaster Jay, who are full of corruption and who are carrying out the white man's agenda and hitting us with oppression. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is literally carrying out the white man agenda. Fire emojis if y'all ready for a new leader to emerge, a leader that's not coming to take over in the name of Republicans, a leader that's not coming to take over in the name of Democrats, a leader that's not coming over to take over in the name of Christians, a leader who has nothing against gay people, a leader who believes all people are created equal and all people should be given a fair chance, whether you black, white, Asian, or Mexican. A leader who is ready to lead correctly. Fire emojis, man. I love y'all, man. Please do your homework. Go back and watch this documentary and catch all the lies that I caught. And please put pressure. Hashtag New York Times, release Kendrick Wilson's version of what happened with the Breonna Taylor situation. Tell them to release. Matter of fact, tell them to release my interview that I did with them and exposing how dirty Brett Hankison was, and tell them to come back and interview me now, so my truth can be heard all around the world. I love y'all. Fire emojis. Y'all the best. Haters ain't got a chance on this timeline. We rocking like cutoff stockings in the bottom line. We collectively, fire emoji crew, we gonna deliver justice for Breonna Taylor. I love y'all. And tell Sam Aguilar, tell the truth, brother. Come join me. Come join me. Tell the truth, Sam.
All right, y'all. We back with you. Like, we can't verify everything that the brother said, but one thing we can verify, when we was paying attention to this case, we heard the initial report that there was no damage and no one got hurt. So if you see that, if you know you see somebody getting carried out in a body bag and the police report said nobody got hurt, hey, we know we got some problems up there. You know, we got some problems with people telling the truth. And if you lie about something that obvious, shoot, it questions everything. So, you know, we're just playing the video, but we're going to try to get the brother on our show to talk further. So, you know, that was one of the reports from the police, that there was no injuries. She's dead. I think that's an injury. And we know another thing, you know, from another video that I watched from the brother, he said that the family was forced to take this $12 million settlement. So a lot of people thought it was just talk, then he proved it. I mean, he proved it in the video because he was communicating with the family. So he had the text messages, which he let us, you know, he showed the messages back and forward where the family said, yeah, and we were forced. Actually, they made a phone call. He was talking to the family. They said, we was forced to take that money. So that's deep, man. We're seeing somebody blowing a whistle. What else might, you know, if he's telling the truth there and he's telling the truth here, what else? But like I said, what caught my attention when he said there was bodies up under that apartment. Now, I don't know how he would know that. He said, that's beyond my expertise. But shit, that caught my attention because, like I said, hey, when I pick things that we do is watch our children and our women. You know, we'd have been out on patrolling shopping centers and staking out and catching motherfuckers trying to kidnap our brothers and sisters. Yes, yes, yes. Black Militia Nation has actually watched and took pictures and everything else. We did our own investigation with these traffickers. And so when he said there was bodies, that shit caught my attention. But if anybody want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone. We've got the phones line. I mean, a lot of brothers and sisters on listening with us tonight. Just press 1 on your phone. We'll get you right in if you got something to say. But, you know, another thing that, according to him, that he saw the body, he saw the autopsy, and he said that it was gunpowder residue on her. And that means, like he said, gunpowder residue on a person means somebody was shot up close. You know what I mean? Was somebody executed? I don't know. I mean, I'll put it out there, you know, for all the ones who know a little about forensics. Some, you know, you can answer that yourself. But for the ones who don't know who Kendall Walker is, Kendall Walker was the bar friend that was in there with Breonna's. So we got probably some people that might not know about the case. So I just, Kendall Walker is the bar friend. Also, in another video that he proved this also in another video, and I guess it's 911 tapes. I'm not sure how he got that, but in another video, it shows the police took Kendall Walker somewhere, not to the police station, somewhere private, and they were questioning him, and then they took him to the jail. So, you know, that might be some injustice. But once again, you know, what really got my attention, how do you come to a civil settlement before the trial? You know, so you have to ask yourself, you know, what makes somebody come up with a civil settlement? They want this to go away. Now, you know, this wasn't our case. This wasn't the Black Militia Nation case. Like I said, I heard something that caught my attention, and I heard a brother that said he was in need of help. You know, he said they was trying to kill him, the police down there. So a couple of things came to my attention. That's going to catch my attention, and that about to maybe be something up under that apartment that's going to catch my attention. Hey, just any type of corruption, man. We've been fighting this for years. Any type of corruption is going to catch my attention. So, I mean, I'm not saying the brother is right. I'm not saying everything he's saying on the tape is correct. I'm just playing the video, that last one, the questions that need to be asked. And so that's all I'm doing. You know, we'll be right back, give people a chance to get in. If they want to, we're going to play a quick song, and we'll be right back.
See, the black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 40 acres in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas after disrespecting the black queens getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We build a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. After you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said when you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn yeah, because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black Militia Nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm McCallie, Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson, and Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined, frontline majors. Ooh-hoo, rude to the RBGs and a scary X. And to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out. So don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's the libation. Black liberation. We built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
That's revolution. Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban guerrilla,
I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
All right, y'all, we back with you. Let's go to this word, grand corruption. In a case like this, this would be called grand corruption. What is grand corruption? Grand corruption is defined as corruption occurring at the highest level of government in a way that requires significant subversion of the political, legal, and economic system. So, that would be considered grand corruption. That's the highest level of cover-up, you know what I'm saying, because one thing, you know, by not going to a trial, we didn't get to hear the coroner's report. That would have told us a whole goddamn lot, you know, especially when one of the officers said there wasn't no injuries. We got a coroner, you know what I'm saying? It would have actually showed that we had a mainstream problem on a police report, which it should be a felony within itself for someone to say no injuries when you got a dead body. So, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get to hear the EMT report. Yeah, the person that came to check on them, they you know, these people see gunshots all the time. They could tell you what type of shot it was. But, you know, because of grand corruption, you know, let's settle this up and make it go away. We didn't get to hear this. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to hear. We didn't get to hear what other cases that these guys, how many doors they done kicked in before. You know, like the Kendra Wilson was saying, he said, hey, they done kicked my door in. So, you know, we done had people down in the Texas area doing shit like that. We done had people in New Orleans that got busted for corruption. Baltimore, they just had a group up there been busted for corruption. So it can happen. But it's a lot of things we didn't get to hear because it wasn't a trial. But, and you know, just listening to the evidence that he gave us, we can't see how come the grand jury, we don't know what they heard. But if they heard some of this stuff, this should have been a trial. But, you know, like I said, this is all speculation. But I do know about that lie, about that police report is true. And from what the family said on that cell phone call that he talked to them, that they were forced to take it. I heard that with my own ears, so it sure did. And I hadn't seen the autopsy report. That's one of the things that we need to see as the people, even though this case is open, that's over. That should be public record. So we should still be able to see that autopsy report. So that's just something we're going to put that out there. Like, if anybody want to get in, got something to say, press 1 on your phone and we're going to get out of here. We ain't going to hold y'all all night. I ain't going to be doing all the talking. Sometimes I think I'm talking to myself around here. But, you know, we do appreciate y'all being on the line. I mean, I know we're talking to the ones that's going to come by and hear this program later after we gone. And so, you know, we ain't just talking to ourselves. Let's go to the phone lines. 972-940, yo.
Peace, Brother Commander.
Hey, peace. What's happening?
I guess I just want to say something about the case. About, you know, at first it took them too long to, you know, to even try to investigate it, and then once they investigated it, it set it up so quick, and then the amount it was settled for was one of the biggest amounts, you know, in history. So yeah, it's pretty, it sounds like it's, you know, something fishy about that case. It sounds like a big cover-up to me. That's all I want to add to that.
All right. Well, we thank you. Appreciate you calling in. That is, you know, that's one thing. I'm glad you pointed that out. The biggest settlement to this history of a case and why. But, you know, we know they're up there in Kentucky and Churchill Downs is around the corner. And if the brother keep blowing the whistle, some of them people might have to jump on a couple of them fast thoroughbreds and get on out of town. I think so, because from what I've been watching on the brother look like, I don't see crazy. I see somebody determined for somebody to hear him. He also did an interview with the Final Call. So we'll see how that turned out. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't have the power of the media. So you got to try to get your story out every which way you can. So he's been running to everybody. And he's been, as Colin would say, he has been censored. So he's being censored from being in the mainstream media. But hey, you know, we have no fear. You know, we want the truth. Nothing but the truth. If no matter who feelings get hurt and how bad it makes somebody look, but man, you know, my deepest thought, though, I can't forget what he said about up under that building. That's what we really want to know. You know what I'm saying? The family settled up with the case, but was they forced to be settled up? That's another thing. But, you know, like I said, we won't find out a lot of this information will be lost because of it wasn't a trial. We definitely sure need a trial. We sure definitely need a reopening. You know what I'm saying? We got the question why from his statement that he wasn't interviewed. That's a big case, man. If somebody had anything, they should have been interviewed. If anybody said they had something on that case, they should have been interviewed by the highest authority. That's why we say that's grand corruption. And, you know, there's different types of corruption that we face in this nation. You got bribery, you got conflict of interest, illegal gratuities, economic extortion, you know. So we've been seeing all type of stuff out here, but those are like five different corruptions that we face, and grand corruption is the highest. It's the highest, as I said earlier. Grand corruption is defined as corruption is occurring at the highest level of government. Remember that. So I think we got some grand corruption maybe going on. Like I said, if we don't, I mean, according to that lie, just on that application, that's good enough for me to know it's some grand corruption, because if a police officer said nobody got injured in a house at raid, goddamn, he shouldn't be a police officer no more. I mean, that's just common sense. That's something a lot of people don't have. But anybody else want to get in and press one? If not, shit, we're going to get up out of here early. You know, I know it's late on some of these people's coastline, but we're going to we thank y'all for calling. I'm looking at the call lines before we get out of here. We're just going to play a little instrumental and get on out of here. Brother Duex, we say peace to you. We'll be right back.
by the dick, that's a sex machine to all the chicks. You damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Right on. You see, this cat chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Sheriff?
Well, we can do
it. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Jack.
All right, y'all, we're going to get out of here. For the ones who listen to this program, if you want to call in and be a part of the program, we're on every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central time zone. 10 p.m. Central, phone number 909-265-9220. That's 909-265-9220. Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Central. Hey, peace, we out.